Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
The primary elections are over, and spring has come, and we've sprung forward an hour, and the sister's garden is blooming. And it's time for me to suggest a few books for you to consider for the new season's reading. In Sunday Dinner, a Savor of the South cookbook, Raleigh journalist Bridget Lacey shares her memory of Sunday dinners at her grandparents' house, sitting down with parents and uncles and siblings and cousins to a meal of fried chicken, potato salad, green beans, and yeast rolls. Lacey shares these memories along with heaping helpings of simple recipes, including Grandma's fried chicken and Mama's meaty crab cakes. That's just the beginning. Well, at a basketball game in Durham in 1944, it had to be played in secret. Now the secret story's out, and it's told movingly by Scott Ellsworth in The Secret Game, a wartime story of courage, change, and basketball's lost triumph. This was a game between a black college team, the Eagles from North Carolina College for Negroes, now North Carolina Central, and an all-white team from Duke in 1944. It flaunted the racial norms of the times and is part of a story that changed basketball and the country. And what a story. Full of characters like basketball's inventor James Naismith, legendary University of Kansas coach Fog Allen, Adolf Hitler at the 1936 Olympics, World War II, North Carolina Central's founder, Dr. James Shepard, and, of course, the book's central character, the Eagles coach, John McClendon. Great story. Well, our friend and neighbor and barbecue expert and scholar of Southern culture, John Sheldon Reed, strikes again. The co-author of Holy Smoke, that comprehensive and authoritative book about North Carolina barbecue, brings us a new and smaller book called simply Barbecue. One reviewer writes that Reed, quote, has distilled in this little cookbook the essence of his barbecue knowledge. Well, nobody has been more generous in sharing his or their love for North Carolina's coastal waters than Bland and Ann Carey Simpson. Their new book, Little Rivers and Waterway Tales, A Carolinian's Eastern Streams, combine Bland's lovely, informative narrative with Ann's beautiful photography to show the underappreciated beauty and rich heritage of our state's waterways. Well, when a young Davidson College professor, Jim Martin, was first elected to the Mecklenburg County Commission in 1966, Republican office holders were still a rarity in North Carolina. In the book Catalyst, Jim Martin of North Carolina Republicans, John Hood shows how Martin's election to Congress in 1972 and as governor in 1984 and again in 1988 contributed to growing Republican strength and success. After flashing onto the literary scene about 10 years ago and writing four best-selling novels in 4 years, John Hart took a long break, leaving a giant fan base who missed his best-selling award-winning literary thrillers. And now he's back, or coming back soon, with his book Redemption Road, a book that has already drawn praise from a fellow author, David Baldacci, who says the book's prologue is a heart-wrenching and the chapters thereafter pull you in like matter into a black hole. Well, all these books, of course, will be featured on UNC-TV's North Carolina Book Watch at noon on Sundays and 5 p.m. on Thursday. Hope you'll listen. This is D.G. Martin.